Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we're here tonight for our SHINE pre-conference teleseminar. And the purpose of this teleseminar
is for me to just, let's all just get together and get excited about the upcoming conference that we're all going to be at here in Austin, or just outside of Austin, actually, in just a few days. It's gone by so fast. I just can't believe that we're just a few days out. And we're here like busy bees, finishing up things, getting everything ready, and planning a lot of really cool and pleasant surprises for you guys. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here with me tonight. And the purpose of tonight's call is to just acquaint you with what to expect at the conference and to get you motivated and excited and to share, if you'd like to share, what some of your goals are for coming to the conference. So I've got a slide presentation. So if you've just joined and you're not seeing it, make sure you click the link on your reminder email and that'll share with you, and click on slides once you get there and you'll see my slides. You don't have to see my slides. I like to use slides just because it's a visual. And when we can get engaged with many of our senses, then we can really stay engaged and be focused. And I find that you'll find that useful when you're working with patients and clients, not just in a group setting or a presentation setting, but even the one-on-one, that when you're just talking, sometimes they glaze over, but if you have props and things you can show them, they stay engaged. So that's why I do it, because everybody learns in a little bit different way. So whenever I do a presentation, I'm not presenting any medical stuff tonight, but I always like to use this slide, and I recommend that you do too as a practitioner, just to CYA, basically, just to cover yourself, that when you're sharing with people, unless you do have a medical license, in which case it's a slightly different, but if you're sharing with people and you're giving them health advice, you're talking to them about their diet, you're talking about supplements they could use or how to heal their leaky gut, that you make sure that they understand that you're not a substitute for the medical advice, like I said, unless you're sitting face to face with them and you are licensed for that, but that they understand that if they're working in conjunction with a doctor, that they should run whatever you explain to them is a good idea over with their doctor. But this doesn't really apply tonight, but we put it in just because we always put it in. It's just easier to just always have that in a presentation outline than to have to take it in and out. So SHINE, our conference, it's our third one. I can't believe it. The time has just flown by. It feels like yesterday we were just preparing for our very first one, which was it was January of 2015. It was supposed to have been in October of 2013, because that's the time we conceived of having them each year, and ended up I had a little accident when I was out boating with my family, and I broke my arm, and I had to have surgery, and it was not a good time to have a conference. And so we had it in January once I was healed. So that was the first one, and we conceived of the concept because we're the branch of healthcare that I'm so passionate about is nutritional endocrinology. And I'll tell you a funny story about how that term came about. It happened to be when I was in the process of getting my surgery on my arm. So when we first conceived of this conference, that wasn't the name that we were going to call it. It had some other name. And when I was undergoing the surgery on my elbow, I opted not to do anesthesia, but to have a local block. And so I was just chatting there with the anesthesiologist. It was an unusual situation for him because usually his patients are knocked out and he just has to monitor the equipment, but that wasn't the case in this regard. So he didn't really have much to do because there wasn't much to monitor other than, hey, if there was an emergency, he was going to have to put me under, but there wasn't. So we had this conversation and I just said to him, because it was getting long and it was like, okay, I'm kind of bored here and I want this thing to be over. And I said to him, let's just talk about nutrition. Ask me anything you want about nutrition, and I can talk to you for hours or days, and we'll have some fun. And he said, oh, wow, you're interested in nutrition. And he said to me something that nobody had ever asked me before. He said, what branch of nutrition are you interested in? And that's kind of like medical lingo, right? What branch of medicine are you in? And nobody had asked me that question before, and I'd been in you know, practice in nutrition and holistic and functional medicine for 20 some years, 22 years about at that point, or 20 years. And I just thought of it. And what came to me was nutritional endocrinology. And it, when the words popped out of my mouth, it was the first time I'd ever uttered those words. And it rang, it like sent shivers through my body, even the party parts that had were anesthetized and couldn't move. I just had these shivers through my body, and I went, that's it. That's the term I've been grasping for to describe this body of knowledge that I've acquired and this body of techniques I've formulated over the last 25 years. And it just explained it. So I got real excited about it. And when I explained it to my team, and my one of my people on my team, Stacy, does a lot of the naming of programs, she likes to come up with acronyms, and she came up with this acronym that we loved. We don't ever call it by its full name, we just call it SHINE, because it's just such a wonderful name, and it has such, you know, beautiful graphics associated with it. But it stands for Scientific and Holistic Investigation of Nutritional Endocrinology. Anyway, big mouthful, but SHINE is what we call it. And so you're going to be part of our third SHINE. So congratulations. And each time we do it, the theme has been to do a slightly different approach, a different subject matter. Of course, if we keep doing these for 10 or 20 years, we're going to have to start repeating, but that's okay, because it's okay because there's so much advancement in each of these areas. So this topic is about the gut-brain connection and how appropriate, and it was picked because of it being in the forefront of medical research and functional medicine research, and even just scientific journals and Science Magazine and Nature Magazine. Everybody's talking about the microbiome as if it's something new. And for me and others that have been in clinical practice and doing functional medicine and nutrition for decades, well, we know it's not new. We didn't used to call it the microbiome, but the microbiome came about because of the whole genetic, the genome, and we'll talk about that at the conference, the connection between the genome and the genomic studies and the microbiome. But it's really, we're talking about the life that's inside of us that's not our own. And on Friday, I'll talk in a lot of detail about that and some of the science behind it and some of the research behind it and just some interesting tidbits and all. So we're going to have some really great stuff going on. We're going to have lots and lots of fun. So I put fun at the top of this. This is just a big collage of all these words that to me evoke feeling and anticipation. But we are going to have fun, and we have some really fun things planned. Because let me tell you, I go to medical conferences all the time and nutrition conferences, all the recertification stuff. And a lot of them get to be a little bit boring after a while. And not that the information isn't awesome, and I love it. But the way it's presented in a very factual way. So we're going to be bringing in some engaging ways of teaching things where we're going to get you involved, and it's going to cement the learning. So, and we're going to have so much fun. The meals are going to be phenomenal, and all of you are signed up for the meals. I think there are only two people who opted not to, and they're probably going to sign up for them when they show up and realize that everybody else is having meals and they're going to have to fend for themselves. But the food is phenomenal, and it always has been. We work closely with the chefs to make sure that all the food is organic as much as possible. It's all gluten-free. It's all dairy-free. It's basically a vegetable-based, vegetable strong kind of an approach to eating. And that's one of the things that I promote. And we struggle with how do you describe the kind of diet that I recommend. And the words that are out there are not really appropriate to describe it. And so the other day I was chatting with Lynn, and we came up with this concept of really it's a vegetable powered diet. It's not a plant-powered diet. It's not a vegetarian diet. It's not a vegan diet. It's really a vegetable-based diet, because people think in terms of, when you think about a plant-based diet, people are thinking lots of tofu and lots of rice and lots of breads and things like that. And when people think of a meat-based diet or a paleo diet, they're thinking of lots of meat and a little bit of, you know, vegetables thrown in on the side. And the approach that we're taking here is vegetable strong, and it's the food is going to be phenomenal. And it's amazing what you can do with the green bounty that comes from our earth, and in terms of making it delicious. And when you taste, if you've never been to our conferences before, you'll be really shocked at the taste of some of these desserts and appetizers and just the beautiful array of food that we have here. We're going to share a lot of tools and resources. We've been putting together handouts and checklists and things like that for you to take home and start using right away, even step-by-step protocols. Although I will say I'm not into protocols per se. I'm into thinking things through. But my protocols are ways to think things through and apply what you know to what's presenting to you with your clients. We're going to have movement breaks. We have somebody going to be doing a Qigong. One of my dear friends who's a doctor of oriental medicine is coming every morning for you early birds. I'm not one of them, but between 6:30 and 6:45 and 7:45 every morning right before breakfast, he's going to teach a meditation and Qigong class. And I'm really excited about the fact that we get to do self-care. Because self-care is super important in your practice, and we'll share a little bit of that as we go through the program. It's really important that you take care of yourself, and that's what I find whenever I go to these events, is that, ooh, the food isn't so hot, and I'm sitting on my butt all day long for 3 days, and we're not moving. So we're going to get you moving. We're going to get you engaged in relaxation and self-care so that the learning is enhanced, and it's going to be so, so, so much fun. The resort is absolutely gorgeous. When I finally really sat down and looked at it, I was, why am I just going the day before and leaving the day it ends? Why am I not spending 3 or 4 days there? Because it is gorgeous. So if you're getting there early, if you're local, just drive out there early on Thursday and just enjoy the grounds. We're probably going to get there somewhere early afternoon and just enjoy it. There is a beautiful swimming pool. The weather is going to be warm. We don't know whether it's going to be raining or not, because in Austin, the weather varies from day to day. And if you check the 10-day forecast, every day it's going to be different. So right now, the call is for us to be having warm weather. So like Thursday, I think it's supposed to be in the 80s, like 81 or something. And then later in the week, it's going to go, you know, down to 79 or something. But that's just what they're saying now. I'm looking right now on my iPhone, and it basically says that on Thursday, it's going to be 79 now. So it's going to be, just figure like a high 70s to low 80s in terms of temperature. And they do have a beautiful swimming pool there with water slides, etc. So you can have a lot of fun. We are going to have some really cool breaks with some outdoor activities, weather permitting. So you'll be just really keeping yourself moving as well as learning a ton. And I think that when you can keep yourself moving and relaxed, you're going to learn a whole lot more. You're not just going to go home with a notebook full of stuff and go, oh, when am I going to actually sit down and learn this stuff? So we're going to make sure that you're learning it as you go through. So it's exciting. So the other thing that we have that we're really excited about is speakers. We have, I do the majority of the instruction, but we have some amazing speakers, and I'll show you a list of those in a little bit. We have some amazing prizes that have been donated from sponsors that you're going to recognize most of their names. Their support companies for people like us who are practitioners who are working with clients. So it's really awesome. You're going to have an amazing goodie bag with all kinds of surprises in it. I teach you about nutritional assessments. We've got some forms that you could take home and you can, you know, model your own after. And we're going to support you in ways that maybe you're not expecting to be supported at an event like this. So I'm excited, super, super excited. So what do you bring? Of course, bring your passion. We all have this passion for health. We have this passion for, you know, making this world a better place in terms of health and just getting out of the disease management model of healthcare and doing our part in making sure that we influence the decisions that people make with regards to their health and also the powers that be make. So I'm really excited about helping the world shift from Band-Aid care to root cause care. And we'll hear a lot more about that and how you can just get out there and make sure that that happens. An open mind and a loving heart, because when you come to things, it's like sometimes you go in with a, I wonder if I'm going to learn anything new, and I wonder if this is going to be useful, and just come with an open mind and a loving heart and openness and willingness to take what you're learning, not just from me and the other speakers on the stage, but from each other, from that conversation over washing your hands in the restroom and the talk that you're having with somebody at the end of the yoga class or in the eating area. Just open your mind and hearts to really engaging the folks there. What we've found is that when people come to this event, they create lasting friendships. We have people who have came and posted on the Facebook group that they wanted to share, and they ended up sharing with two or three other people that were coming, and those people have become friends that they've stayed in touch with and still meet with on a regular basis. So keep that in mind. Friendships are a big thing that you can walk away with this. And partners, people that you can joint venture with in terms of getting your message out there. A few of the people that met, never met before, they met at our event 3 years ago, and they got involved with a big conference that was going on in Maryland, and one of them lives here in Austin. She flew out to Maryland, and the other two live out there, and they were part of the Black Caucus conference, and they'd asked them to do a day on health, and these three got together. They never knew each other before they came to this conference, and now they're doing amazing stuff, and two of them are writing a book together. I mean, it's just so many amazing things can come when you come here with an openness and a willingness to just be yourself and be open to meeting new people. Wear comfortable clothes. This is not, you don't have to come, if you're comfortable in high heels and, you know, gorgeous dresses, do wear that. Whatever you feel you're best in, do wear, but you don't feel like you have to dress up. If you're used to hanging out in yoga pants and five-finger shoes like I do, please wear whatever you feel comfortable with and you feel like you look and feel your best. So don't, you know, especially if you're going to plan to do the yoga or some movement breaks. Come with curiosity and wonder. I love that, because a lot of times we sit with life being kind of stressful sometimes, right? And if we can take stressful situations and turn them into curiosity and wonder, like, I wonder why that guy cut me off in traffic. I wonder why my husband just left all the dishes in the sink and he knew I had a whole lot of work to do and he's not helping here and he's not doing his part. I wonder what's going on for that person. I wonder how I can be of service with helping them to make better choices that are less stressful for me. But approaching stress with curiosity and wonder and teaching your clients how to do that, because we know, and we'll explore in more depth, the impact of stress on both the gut and the brain and that interaction and the microbiome too. Your appetite for learning, thirst for knowledge, and your appetite for really good food and new ideas. And then you're just your creative and fun self. Just be open and willing to just be you. I'm real big fan of just being you. I spent a lot of time in my life going off and going to conferences and going to places and feeling like, oh, I gotta try to be like them, you know, but I'm not like them. I'm just me. I'm down to earth and I'm open. And sometimes I say goofy things and stick my foot in my mouth. And I just want to be able to be me. And this, I want you to feel comfortable coming to this place and just like making friends with this amazing group of people and just being yourself and being open and willing and fun. It's going to be such a blast. What to leave behind. And these are things we oftentimes do carry with us. I know I do if I'm moving into a new situation, or I used to. I've really come to a place where that I can manage it and I can work with it. But fear and uncertainty, like, am I going to meet people I like? And is the food going to be good? And am I going to learn a lot? And is it worth it? And just let that go and come in with a sense of trust and willingness. Negative self-talk. Oh, she knows more than me. He's got, you know, a bigger practice than I have. And who am I to speak up and share if we do breakout groups and whatnot? Let go of the negative self-talk, or at least become aware of it and say, oh, there I go again. you know, and think in terms of how would you speak to a small child or someone who's uncertain or new? How would you welcome someone if you were, you know, the veteran and they were new? Would you be thinking, oh, that person's stupid and that person doesn't know what they're talking about? Or would you be like, oh, welcome, I remember really well when I was in that situation. And as I said that, I'm just going to be perfectly vulnerable and open. I teared up when I said that. And the reason I teared up when I said that is because I used to be there. And when I think back, it's like I see a lot of people coming and joining these groups and coming to these conferences who are like looking up to me because I've been doing this for so long. But it feels like yesterday that I was in that other situation. And it just feels good to be welcomed and welcoming and feeling good about yourself. And also leave behind things like perfumes. Because we do have a lot of people who are environmentally sensitive, and a lot of the chemicals in the perfumes tax some of our genetic pathways that might be busted. And we'll talk about genetics on day two and how that affects the gut and the brain and the detoxification pathways. And a lot of us, I personally have some of those genetic SNPs that don't handle chemicals that are in perfumes very well. Feel free to use to dab on essential oils, and because those tend to be pretty, they're light and they're okay, especially light things like lavender. If you are someone who is sensitive to even essential oils, and please do write to us, just write to shine@drritamarie.com and let us know so we can make sure that we're really careful about that. But I think we actually have a conference topic on essential oils and talking about how important and how they can be used in therapeutics with the gut-brain axis. So this is general schedule. You'll see it's kind of small. We'll give you the slides if you want to. I'm not sure if Stacy put them up yet, but we can certainly mail you the slides. But you'll be getting a more detailed description and a day-to-day schedule. This is a general schedule. This is not the absolute Bible. And, you know, we're shifting things as I finish my slides and we hear from the speakers and they send us their slides to be set up. We'll know exactly the times and we'll have that in the schedule that you'll get in your binder when you show up. So we're starting the day, and this will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My friend David, who's the OMD, he basically gets up every morning at 4 and does his exercise. So for him, starting a class at 6:45 a.m., he has no problem doing. So it'll be amazing. And if you have a meditation practice or a yoga practice and you're wondering how you're going to do it, please come down and join. And when you arrive, we'll be giving you instructions as to where to go. We've got arranged to have a beautiful little outdoor pavilion where we can have it in, but that's weather permitting. And if not, we'll have it in our classroom. Breakfast is served from 7:45 to 8:45, and again, when you arrive on Friday for registration, do show up. You know, we'll open registration at 7:30, and you can just sign in. The sooner you're there, you'll get your badge. As soon as you have your name badge, it's going to have a VIP ribbon on it, and so you have to have that to get into the breakfast room. And so go ahead and check in first and then go to the breakfast room. It's buffet style and it's serve yourself, and the food, the plan is for it to be amazing. We've got cashew yogurt, we've got chia porridge, we've got green smoothies, we've got fruits, we've got nuts, we've got vegetables, we've got a whole array of wonderful foods set up for the breakfast. And sometimes the hotels get really creative, and last time they made an omelet from, I think it was like sunflower seeds and something else, like an omelet type of thing with cumin and turmeric, and I mean it was pretty amazing, and then a bunch of vegetables. So, and we stay away from the top allergens, the top six allergens that I talk a lot about in my programs about elimination diet. So if you have other allergies besides those things, or you have special needs around food, please do write to us at shine@drritamarie.com so we can make sure that the chefs know, and we may put you in touch with them directly. I know one person already has done that, and it's just fine if you have specific things that you're sensitive to or have allergies to. And don't be one of those that martyrs it and like, oh, I can't eat this and I can't eat that. Let us know. I know how it is to go to conferences and not have anything to eat because I don't eat standard American food, and most of these conferences serve it. And I just usually pack my suitcase full of stuff. But here, you don't necessarily have to do that. And we'll tell you if you do. If there's specific things you need that won't be available, we'll tell you just to bring it and pack it in your suitcase, but to supplant what we have. But it's going to be amazing stuff. Gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free. Let's see, gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, corn, peanuts, all the top allergens we're avoiding, and then sugar. And we do make amazing desserts without sugar, so you're going to love them. Our morning sessions usually start at either 8:45 or 9, and they go till somewhere around 12:30. It might be noon one day, it might be 1 another day, but somewhere around then we have our break for lunch. We usually have mid-morning and mid-afternoon breaks for 15 to 30 minutes, just depends on the schedule. Lunch we give you usually an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes sometimes. There might be a day where we're trying to squeeze a bunch of stuff in and it's an hour, but generally we don't like to do that. We like to give you a full hour, hour and a half, hour 15, hour and a half for that. Afternoon sessions start after lunch, somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock. They go generally to 5:30 or 6. So it is a long day, but it's broken up. And we try to do it where it's hour and a half, break, hour and a half, lunch, hour and a half, break, hour and a half, and then dinner. So there's plenty of, you know, spread out that way, and we will keep you active and moving. We do have amazing dinners planned on Friday, and we have a special guest speaker who is going to share some awesome stuff, and it's on, if you go to the VIP page on the site, you'll see information about that. That was a last-minute thing that we added. We have a VIP dinner and reception on Saturday. Oh, and on Friday night, after dinner, if you want to hang out there, you're welcome not to, but we have a really fun activity planned. Really fun. So, you know, feel free to join us. And then Saturday evening, we have our dinner, which is supposed to be out in the pavilion, and starting around 6 or 6:30. And it's going to be a beautiful, hopefully it'll be a beautiful night and the temperatures will be perfect and balmy and we'll be out there and really enjoying. And the where it's situated is actually on a hill that is a short walk down to the river. It's just a beautiful grounds. And then Saturday evening, I've added a bonus special thing. It's not part of the main program, but it's something a lot of people have asked me about, and I know that it's something that could benefit you a lot. And it's Ignite and Enroll Your Clients into Action. Master the Art of Helping People Say Yes to Themselves. Because this is what I hear all the time from people, but I want to help this person, but they, you know, they're afraid about the money, they're afraid about the time. How do I engage them? So I'm going to give you some tricks and tips and maybe even do some role plays and show you how to handle and how to handle objections and all that kind of stuff to help people say yes. Because it's one thing to have all these great tools under your belt, which we'll provide you with, but it's another thing to actually get people to say yes and come. So that's going to be cool. These are our sponsors. And, you know, it's interesting because we reach out to these guys starting 6 months before the event, and they take their time and take their time. And up until a few weeks ago, we just had a handful. And now we've got 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 17 sponsors. These people are amazing. And they're all companies that either do lab testing or foods or supplements, herbs that will support you. And the cool part about it is our sponsors have all donated raffle prizes. And we have a raffle that we do at every break. So if your thoughts are that I'm just going to go and come back late from the breaks, you will miss the opportunity to win some of these amazing prizes. And some of these amazing prizes are, we'll show you in a moment, thousands of dollars worth. If we add up all the prizes, I'm thinking we're probably close to 5,000, maybe more, worth of prizes that we're giving out. And so you have the possibility of walking away from your minimal investment in this conference with like $500 to $1,000 worth of stuff just from you. And I know last time we had folks walking away with amazing stuff. So we have smaller raffles throughout, and then we do a grand prize at the end. Everybody has, as a VIP, you get two tickets in the raffle, and everybody gets to walk away at the end. You get to be in the raffle for all the smaller prizes, and then we put everybody back in again so you all have an opportunity for the grand prize. And you do have to stay till the end to do that. It's right before the last break. So it really gives people incentive. And then we will have one VIP-only prize that only the VIPs get to do. But, I mean, since most people are VIPs, that's not as, as big a deal. So here's some of the prizes. You may not be able to see it all that well, but the Genova Diagnostics, who does, they do amazing tests, all kinds of nutritional and functional medicine tests. They've donated their GIFX stool panel, which they value at $2,500 if you were to do each of the components separately. And then here's another one, BioHealth, which is a little further down, but I want to tell you about that. They donated their adrenal stress panel, but it's their expanded adrenal stress panel that also has estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and DHEA in it. And it's a value of over $200. It's about $200, $198. Everybody who comes to the event gets that. You get to run one of these tests. So there you go. For those of you who have, that's half your tuition right there. And everybody gets it. So we're thrilled with that. And if you've come as a guest, that's double your tuition. So then Dr. O'Brien, who's one of our speakers, Dr. Tom O'Brien, he's going to donate the Gluten Summit All Access Packet and 6 bottles of Numedica Glutenza, which we'll raffle off individually so you have a chance to win. Pretty much everybody at the events generally wins. When we add up all the things, the goodies that we get, we usually have enough for everybody to win some sort of a prize. Designs for Health has donated a gift bag, a basket at $225 value, Protocol for Life Balance, another group of products, value of $142. Meridian Valley donated their comprehensive Ultima test, which includes oxytocin, melatonin, and all the estrogen metabolites, etc. Value is $599. Direct Labs donated a certificate for their comprehensive wellness profile, which they value at $548. Sun Warrior has donated a variety gift pack. We don't know the value of it, but they usually donate a ton of goodies, and they usually donate little stuff that we can donate, raffle off as we go along. So we haven't opened their box yet. So it's like Christmas around here because the boxes keep coming in. Cyrex Labs, they do amazing tests for intestinal permeability, which we're going to be talking about extensively, and gut blood-brain barrier permeability, and they've got both of those tests that they're donating to us. Dr. Anna Kabeka, who is a dear friend of mine and a OBGYN who developed this amazing product called Mighty Maca, which is maca, the herb maca, but a whole bunch of other greens. It's called Mighty Maca Greens. So she's donated 6 canisters, which will be, and they're valued at $59.95 each. BioHealth, we already talked about. Everybody gets, so that's not even a raffle. They are amazingly generous. I love them. I do all of my adrenal stress testing through them now. Kevin George, who's a friend of mine who does branding, and he is recently helping me to rebrand, and I'm just thrilled with what he's done, so I asked him to come, and he's going to be offering a 90-minute branding strategy session to one lucky winner, and also during the event, he'll be there if you want to do on breaks, 15-minute mini sessions, just to talk about your brand and how to position yourself and get yourself out there. He's really brilliant with that. He did branding for Lexus and some other really big named companies. Karen Osborne, my dear friend Karen, she recently came out with a new low glycemic dessert ebook, and she's going to donate some copies of that. Diane Letchwork, who's one of our practitioners in my nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, and she's also a certified gluten practitioner through Dr. O'Brien's site. She's donating fairy cat mother t-shirts. I haven't seen them yet. I'm very curious to see what those are. Oh, and Artemis has donated, he's going to be talking about essential oils, and he's donated two 90-minute coaching sessions valued at 250 each. Thorne Research has donated a gift certificate valued at 200, and then there were two additional ones which didn't make it in to this before the cutoff to get the slides done. One is from Precision Analytics, which has donated their Dutch test. It's basically a panel of, it's a 4-point urine test. You've heard of 4-point saliva tests, a lot of you have. This is basically, instead of a 24-hour urine test, you get to pee on a little strip of paper 4 times a day, and they'll plot all your adrenals, your thyroid, all your sex hormones, all the metabolites. It's an awesome test, and that test is valued at $350 if you go on their website and order it. I just had a couple of clients recently do that. And then the last one is Steph Jackson, who's going to be one of our speakers. She's also one of the members of my nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, and I've been coaching very closely with her and helping her to launch her business. And she does this amazing work with custom probiotics. And she's going to be donating, as a raffle prize, I think she's actually two of them, is a custom probiotic formula, which you'll have a consultation with her, and then she'll develop a customized probiotic formula for you and put it together and send it to you. She also runs a yogurt company that's, unfortunately, it's an almond yogurt company that's only in Canada right now. We're trying to get her to franchise it down here into the States. So look at all this stuff. It's going to be so much fun, and the breaks are so much fun as a result. Coming back from break is all exciting to see what you're going to win. Food, friends, and fun. We've got the VIP meals. You've got the extra raffle. I wanted to remind you that there's still time to invite friends for $97, and we've been having this contest. So the person that donates, that brings the most friends for different levels of bringing friends, there's different levels of prizes. For everybody that brings at least one friend, you're going to be in a small group mastermind with me, where I can help you, with anything at all that you need to help move your business forward. Then for donating two, there, I don't remember the exact prizes. Maybe Lynn can help me out, but I think the prize for bringing two friends is admission to one of our blood sugar balancing coaching program, which is coming up. And you can either do it for yourself or for a client, and you can actually sell it to your client and say, "I'm going to coach you through blood sugar balancing," and get them access to the site so they have all the materials. And then I think there's another prize for three. You get a strategy session, a private strategy session with me, where we can go through and map out some things in your business to take you to the next level. And then the top prize for the person that donates, that gets more than five friends and that has the most, they actually will get a VIP day with me, which is basically, some of you out there have done that with me because you're part of our nutritional endocrinology practice accelerator group. And we basically will, just with the flip charts, map out your business and launch it. And that's kind of what Steph did a year ago. And now she's just like going gangbusters. And she's actually going to be interviewed by Donna Gates. She might have been already, I think it's tomorrow, to be on the Healthy Gut Summit. And so that strategy can help you with. You're going to be with lovely people. We're going to take care of you. You're going to take care of you. And it's going to be in beautiful, tranquil resort setting. So you'll go back feeling like, wow, I not only took care of myself all weekend, but I learned a ton, and I know the next steps I want to take in my business. So some things that you can do if you want to watch our preview calls that we did before the event that talks a little bit about the gut-brain connection and some strategies for that. There's a link there. It's at drrita.com/go/shine3secretswebinar. You can download the handouts. So let me tell you about that. I think today you did get an email from us that said that all of your handouts for the class, the copies of the slides, the handouts and all that, we're going to be giving you in a printed binder to take home. You also have access to on the website. So we're going to be giving you printer-friendly versions of the slides so you can take notes on during the class. And in the on the site, you can also have copies of the big ones. So some of them will be charts that have little lettering on, and those little four per page may not cut it, but you'll have access to that you can go and print out just the selected ones you need when you go home. You're also going to be getting some assessments that you can use with your clients, and you're going to be getting some checklists and protocols and lab resource lists and all that. Some of that is going to be in your binder because we're going to be using it throughout the program. Others are not. They're just for you after the fact. In fact, all of you are getting a copy of a book, a recipe guide that I put together for my gut repair program. It's about 120 pages or 40 pages, something like that. Lots and lots of great recipes for healing the gut, and you're all going to get the digital access to that. Come well rested if you can. Get a good night's sleep the next few nights so you really feel on your best, and bring some business cards to share so you can stay in touch with people. Or your phone, right? You bring your cell phone and you put people's stuff in it. Any more business cards are becoming obsolete, I think. And all you need to have is one business card to show people and have them take a picture in their phone. So maybe we can save some trees and stop printing business cards and just carry a couple with us until they get frayed, and then just have people take pictures of them. I just thought of that now. That was a really good idea. We're all about changing the way healthcare is practiced. It's now a disease management system. We want it to be a true healthcare system. There's just so many band-aids you can put on, right? It's just before it just becomes ridiculous. And every day I run into people who are victims of this mentality. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, my own family was victim of this mentality. My son had an injury to his calf. Baseball hit him in it. It was swelling up. I told him to ice it. I left town because I had a business conference, and he calls me up and says, my leg isn't getting better. It's getting worse. Should I go see the doctor, the doctor that's all the kids on the team go to and that's in the neighborhood? And I said, well, okay, you know, let's just see, make sure there's nothing serious going on. Make sure there's no broken bones. Make sure. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor said, yeah, you got a calf contusion, which Kevin had already decided he had because he looked it up on the internet. He was diagnosing himself, but he wanted to put him on prednisone and another non-steroidal anti-inflammatory called Lodyne. And when I looked these things up, first of all, I wrote to my husband and I said, no, 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 do not give him these drugs. He does not need these drugs. He needs physical therapy. He needs ice. He needs enzymes. He needs turmeric, and he needs some other of the tools that we all know about to help with inflammation. And I look up this drug. First of all, we all know about prednisone, the steroids. Not a good thing to be putting a 17-year-old on. And the drug that he wanted to put him on, this non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, I went in and said, warning, this drug can cause sudden cardiac arrest, even in people that you wouldn't expect, like not in just the elderly or the debilitated population. He wanted to put my 17-year-old on it. Like, this is ridiculous. We need to put an end to this. Had these doctors been educated in the proper use of nutritional supplementation to help with it, and maybe occasionally they need a little bit of pain relief, you know, with some sort of a low potency over the counter, but all of the things that we know about that are anti-inflammatory can be helpful. And some of the things we're going to learn about for the gut and brain, because we're all about bringing down the inflammation. We want to stop with the band-aid care. We want to go to root cause. And the issue is that it takes longer and it takes more dedication to really digging and getting to know your client. And the way our healthcare system is set up with these 5 to 10 minute appointments, it's just not happening. We can change that. And that's why I believe that we're all getting together. And if you're not getting together for that reason, then I think you're going to start to see some things in a different light. I believe that if you want to be like totally unstoppable and have a successful practice, you don't just need to focus on learning all this stuff, like learning the latest pathways and learning the latest protocols and what herbs and what nutrients. That's the clinical mastery part. That's in the center, critical. But around the edges of that are impeccable self-care, taking care of you so that you're this vision of that your clients go, wow, I want to be like her. I want to have that energy. But also because it takes dedication and it takes energy to be able to set up a business that's geared around working with sick people, basically. And you have to be able to protect yourself. You have to be able to be there with them, be compassionate with them, but not go into that, ugh, feeling their pain stuff, because then you're not going to be any good to them. So all of that requires you taking care of yourself. But you also need, you can have those both of those things, but if unless you have some effective business and marketing strategies in place, it's not going to work real well, because your structure is not going to allow you to charge the right amount or reach the right people. So it really has to be all three. And this weekend, we're actually going to have some things that address all three. Obviously, most of it's going to be focused on the clinical mastery. The self-care is built throughout. You're in VIP, you're going to get the amazing food, and you're going to get the Qigong breaks, and we're going to just keep you moving, and we're going to keep you positive, and we're going to do heart math breaks. So you'll be taking care of you. But we also have, I'm going to, you know, intersperse, but also that Saturday night is dealing with how do you do some of that effective business and marketing to get you started on that. I wish I had that way back when. Here are our speakers. We have Mike Mutzel. He's talking about optimizing sugar and fat burning machinery through the leptin gut metabolic axis. He likes to talk about the gut hormones, and I love talking about the gut hormones because the gut is actually the largest endocrine organ in the body. Dr. O'Brien is going to talk about the neurological underbelly of the gluten-free lifestyle, potential benefits, devastating dangers. So really, he has some really good stuff to share. And those of you who have heard him speak before, which I think is most of you, know how good he is at getting into depth and teaching you things in a way that makes sense. And he gives you language that really works well for you to teach it to your clients. Steph, who, as I said before, is one of our nutritional endocrinology certification candidates, and she is going to talk functional probiotics, three keys to success with chronic digestive distress. And I'm not going to leak anything, but she has a really engaging, fun presentation planned for us, and very, very deep sense of knowledge and things you probably have never heard before. Artemis, this is a very long title, but in general, he's going to be talking about essential oils for the gut-brain axis, as well as looking at the meridian system, the five elements, and emotions, and tying all that stuff together for balance. And then my friend and a former client, I helped her to go from fatigued to successful because she learned a whole lot of the stuff we're going to be teaching you to teach clients. And now she speaks, and she's a chemical engineer, and she's going to talk about toxins in the food and water that could affect the gut microbiome. So these are all, and then what you could do about that. So those are our speakers, and then there's me, and I fill in the rest of the topics that are listed. So much fun. We're not going to talk about this right now, but we will talk about it on Friday. So this is kind of a look at the gut and all the different ways that the hormones get in there and the process. I believe that if you understand how these systems work, you can create your own protocols. Yeah, there's nice to have a protocol and a kind of guidelines for how to deal with leaky gut, reflux, H. pylori, any of those things. But in reality, what you have to do is understand what is going on. And then you can come up with your own protocols because you're thinking through, well, they're saying this, and I know that, and it's amazing some of this stuff. I'll give you an example. We were on one of our nutritional endocrinology training calls, actually a Q&A case study call, and one of our participants had this really strange stuff going on in her blood chemistry, and we're looking at it. And I was like, wow, why is your serum iron high, but your ferritin is really super low? And her iron was going too high, but her ferritin was staying low. For if you don't know, ferritin is the storage form of iron. It's stored in the liver so that, you know, you can release it when needed if the iron levels start to drop. So we started looking at biochemical pathways. What we discovered was that melatonin is required for converting from the circulating form of iron into the storage form. She had just gotten her BioHealth Adrenal Plus Hormone Panel, which, by the way, includes melatonin, the one you're going to get. And she was low in melatonin, and we went, oh, let's just see. This isn't a protocol we read about anywhere. Oh, if you have this situation, go and take melatonin. No, we understood the way it was working, and that's what I'm going to get you to after this weekend. And so we did it, and last time we looked, her ferritin had come up and her iron had gone down. So it looks like it's working. This is the way, this is what I want to teach you, is that thought process that isn't really taught in schools. I'll give you an example of that. When I was in my master's degree in nutrition, I'd be sitting in class and they'd be teaching us biochemical pathways. And every time they taught me a biochemical pathway, my eyes went open like saucers, like, oh, well, that's why this protocol over here works. And that's why this over here works. You know, and I'm sitting there listening and I would come up with these conclusions, and I'd ask, I'd say, oh, well, is that why this? And does that mean that we could use this for that? And I'd expound on it, and they'd kind of look at me like I was from Mars or something, like, where'd you get that idea? I didn't say that. Oh, no, but you didn't say that, but that's what the data that you just said implies. And they weren't thinking that way, and these were PhD in nutrition, but they were very into just teaching what they were teaching, not going through and thinking of the clinical application. So when you understand the biochemistry, the anatomy, the physiology, and you understand the nutrition, and you're listening carefully and taking a thorough history with people, you start to make connections that nobody may have ever made before. And that's where you can get the results that nobody ever got before. So we'll go through all these things in detail. I thought I'd just give you a preview. We're looking at the vagus nerve. We're all going to look at all of how the vagus nerve, which is in the brain, affects the gut. I have a lot of great stuff on that. We're going to be looking at how the neurology of the gastrointestinal activity, how are they connected, and the different pieces. So we'll explain this chart. We're going to be looking at labs and history and physical symptoms, like what's the best way to assess people for various things. And it's not necessarily that you have to do $1,000 worth of labs on everybody. It's really thinking through the process and listening for the clues and doing good symptom surveys and taking good history and looking, having them look on their bodies if you're working remote, or you looking on their body if they're working locally, to see signs of imbalance. We're going to teach you that on Saturday, along with the labs, like, you know, stool analysis and all those sorts of things, organic acids, things like that. This is the model of health that I aspire to and ascribe to. We've got a more up-to-date version of this in our slides. It didn't make the cut to get in here today, but where those are a little darker. But this is basically, to me, this is the model of health that we're after. The bottom are the pillars that are holding everything up. And if you try to just hear what somebody's saying and go, oh, well, you have a digestive problem, let's just go and address your digestion. But you haven't looked at their underlying pillars of health. Stress, low stress, them being really committed and seeing what they're moving towards, the values and visions, getting enough sleep, having a healthy diet, exercising in a clean environment, and having fun. Those are what I think of the pillars. And a lot of people want to jump in and address things wherever they have hot flashes. Let's look at their sex hormones. What herbs can we give them for that? What tests should we do? But really, there's so much below the sex hormones that would be out of balance in order for the sex hormones to get out of balance. So we're really strong on starting with good foundations, getting their digestion in order, getting their blood sugar balance, taking this, well, the stress is down here, so by then you may have to support the adrenals from all the stress it's had before, so specific nutrients. But meanwhile, the foundations are helping support each of these systems. And by the time you get to those systems, if you were to do it in sequential order, and I'm not saying you have to do it in order, but you always have to address the things below before the things above get better. And if you do it, by the time you get up to the top, those symptoms are gone and you haven't even addressed them directly. That's what I love about this model. And when that's happening, you're in balance, right? Just standing up there can balance on one leg. People are feeling really good. All of these are controlled by hormones, every single last one of them. Nutritional endocrinology is not just a subspecialty, it's the whole thing. That's what this conference is about, although this time we're focusing on a subspecialty. That's all I have to say. I'm going to save my voice for the weekend when I'm with you for 3 days. And I do have breaks interspersed with the speakers, so I don't have to really speak for 3 whole days. But you'll hear a lot of me. You'll hear me speaking about a lot of this concept, going into depth and going into how you can use these with your clients. And the results you're going to see are amazing. I was talking to Lynn, because many of you have met Lynn on the Facebook group, and Lynn was helping me to review we have a program, a blood sugar balancing program, and then you can apply to be certified as a blood sugar balance coach and insulin resistance coach. And what I see for that, with Lynn said to me, wow, these people, they submitted their cases and submitted all the stuff to become certified, because it's not just pay me money and here's your certificate. We actually want you to be really empowered. And she came to me and she said that a lot of these folks wrote about these cases that they had been working with people for a long time, and until they took the program and had the structure and had the system and had the understanding of what was going on, they weren't getting the results. But now that they were there, they'd done the program, they were getting great results. And that's what I want for you. So this is a subset, right? This is the gut-brain connection. We're not going to teach you everything you need to know about the gut-brain connection in 3 days. Obviously, that's not going to happen. I mean, I studied 3 months on each of these topics. But I'm synthesizing out what's the important stuff. Throw away the memorization of every little last, button and spectacle and tubule and whatever on all these organs and glands, and just go to the heart of it. I saw a quote the other day in a slide presentation, and it was from Einstein. It was like, why memorize things you can look up? But the more you work with this stuff, the more you get the major systems. You see things in the way they flow through the body. And then you might have to look up the very specifics. But totally amazing stuff. And I am thrilled and honored to be able to present all this to you. So if you have any questions or comments, I see Lynn's on. Lynn, if you want to say something to everybody, unmute yourself or I'll unmute you. Just raise your hand and you can just share any perspectives that you want for people. I know you came to your first Shine a year ago and it was an awesome experience for you. Anybody else who's been to Shine before that wants to share, go ahead. And anybody that's coming and you just want to say hi and introduce yourself, I love it. I want to connect with you personally. So raise your hand with a *2 on the telephone keypad and that'll tell me who you are and where you're coming from. And would love to hear from you. Get a head start on the conference. I do want to make sure that you know when you get to the conference, don't feel like you can't approach me and introduce yourself. There will be times for that. There's certain times, and my team will tell you, like between, we have a 15-30 minute break in between sessions where I need to recharge, then that's not the time, but we'll have plenty of opportunities where I just want to meet every one of you and give you a hug and congratulate you for all the amazing work you're doing in this field, because I'm so passionate about it. And the fact, here I go, I'm getting all teared up again. The fact that all of you are so passionate about it too, and enough that you're signing up for a conference and getting out of your homes and coming to be with us, means so much to me. And I'm looking on here and I see people from Napa, California, Del Mar, California, Amarillo, Texas, Tallahassee, Florida, ND, North Dakota, LAD, North Dakota, Denver, Colorado, and I know there's others coming from Canada and from Connecticut and from, I think there's even maybe somebody coming from there's somebody coming from Mexico for sure. I mean, so we've got people from all over, and we have one doc that's coming from England, and she's coming all the way across the pond to be with us, which is really, right, amazing. So I'm going to open up a line for someone in Napa. Hi there, Napa. Beverly! Oh, of course! Hi, Beverly! I'm so happy that you're coming.
I am too. I'm escaping the almost war-torn area that this is right now, but I'm really excited about coming and just being in the energy of the group and learning everything that I need to and sharing. And I know when I was there before, I can't tell you enough how wonderful it was to just be around your brilliance, the brilliance of the others, very encouraging. Everybody's just the energy is just out of control. I mean, it's just so good to be there. Yeah. And Karen's food was amazing.
Yeah.
And what was that?
You were at the very first one.
Yeah, I sure was. And I'm so happy to be able to come this time. And Karen's food was delightful. And you will not be disappointed. It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. And I will try to get some rest, a couple nights, like you said.
Yeah, rest up. That's good. Yep,
right.
Be ready.
I know. I'm at the store as we speak, so I got to get home and stuff packed and get ready. And I leave in the morning, actually.
Oh, you leave in the morning, so you're coming early, and you're going to be with Karen.
Yeah,
great.
I'm early.
So excited.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yay,
and so I wanted to say, you know, Beverly's coming, and it's still not too late if you're getting excited about this, and you know you have friends or colleagues that you think would benefit. Just shoot them a message or just call them up and say, hey, I can get you into this conference for $97. Join me. Come on. Let's do it. They could share your room.
Totally. They will not be disappointed.
No, they won't. Thank you, Beverly.
Yes, you're welcome. I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks. Me too. I do. And the reason I didn't recognize, because usually your name shows up there. So when I saw Napa, I was like, oh, I wonder who that is. I wasn't thinking. So.
Well, maybe it's my cell phone number. A lot of times we'll do that. I don't know. Yeah. I find that you can never quite tell what's going to happen when you call in.
Well, especially on this Instantella seminar, it gives all these different names. And, you know, I say, hi, John, and it's, I'm not John, I'm Peggy. So, okay. Thanks, Beverly. See you soon. Yay. Bye. Who else? And if you're on the web and you want to share and just say who you are, where you're coming from, and what you're excited about, what's one of your goals? That would be great if you have a goal, like something you really want to get out of the weekend. I really like to know that, and I'll touch base with you when we first get there, because if there's certain things that maybe I wasn't going to focus on, but it's easy to incorporate, and it has to do with somebody's like pressing goal, as long as it's related to the gut-brain axis. We're not going to go into kidney function or anything like that, but, you know, we can definitely accommodate that. So if you've got some goals, you know, just go ahead and introduce. So let's see who we've got here. We've got Linda Gaffney. Yay! Is the hotel discount rate closed for invite a friend who are thinking of coming to Shine? Linda, get a hold of Scott. Do a Shine, write to Shine at drritamarie.com or call our 877 number. I think it's 877-727-5992. We'll make sure they just keep, we're filling up the room block and we just keep having to add more. So, definitely we'll figure that out. And there are people who will, if your friend is willing to share, there are still people who have, you know, they're willing to take on an extra person. So that would be great. Grace, do we have somebody there who can answer questions about having a healthy home? Absolutely. That's Donna. Whole house water filtration, non-toxic to human pest control. That's Donna. Absolutely. That's Donna. She's a chemical engineer, and she helps make chemical plants safe. So she says it's easy to help make people's homes safe because she's making all these chemical plants safe. Michelle Anderson, I'm so excited I get to meet you. Just wanted to say hi and can't wait to meet you in person and network with others. Me too. It's so exciting that I get to meet all these people. And Maria, yay! I'm so excited to be meeting and connecting with Dr. Rita Marie and the amazing group of women. And there are some men, Maria, too. Don't worry, I'm not shy and we will meet. Yes! Okay. I didn't expect that you were shy after all the conversations we've had on the RSPT program. All right, anybody else wants to write in, just write in. And anybody else wants to speak, go ahead and raise your hand. Lynn, is there anything you want to say? Raise your hand. Or I'll just open up your line. Oh, there you go.
Hi, I'm excited too. It's like getting closer to a celebration or Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. It's between everything, you know, the doorbell rings, Cassidy barks, and we all go, oh, what's coming now? And it is. It's really exciting. Yeah. And then seeing the names roll in of people as they register. This is going to be a lot of fun. And this is one of the pillars. And and so we're just, once again, showing that self-care along with educating and being that example of what healthcare is. I don't go to a lot of medical conventions, but from what I've heard, they
you've got some partying going on in the background there.
Down here. We're stuffing binders.
Ah.
So we're going to be all ready for you. But there, I talk to people who go to these medical conventions, and they are, that's what they do. They just sit and write. And write.
Oh, I do.
And we'll be doing some writing.
Oh, yeah. We'll be learning a lot, but it's not going to feel like this drudgery, like, oh, my God, I can't take one more minute of, you know, and I know sometimes we don't, but I just like there's fun involved. And when the fun happens, right, you learn better.
Exactly. Yeah. It's truly holistic. We are whole body.
Absolutely.
Yay. Oh, we just had New Jersey add to it. So we've got people from all over coming. I'm so excited. This is so much fun. Yay. All right. Well, thank you, Lynn. Anybody else want to share? Don't be shy. I know you're going to be meeting in person with all you guys. And we have a few. I'm not sure if we have some guys registered or if it's just your spouse's line. Your name's coming up, but it looks like we have Sean and Richard. I don't know if you're actually Sean and Richard from Tallahassee and Ladd, North Dakota, or you're somebody else, because this Instant Tele seminar goes by caller ID on the phone, and sometimes not even, I'll be saying something, and, oh, I'm going to talk to the person in Anaheim, California, and nobody's answering, and suddenly I'm like, well, anybody who's on the line, say hi, and it's like, Anaheim, California? I'm from Bellevue, Washington. So anyway, so it's hard to tell. Let me look back and see if anybody else has typed in. Grace, yay. What will you cover on Sunday and when will it end? Yeah, it will end at somewhere around 4-ish. You know, with things like this, you don't know. And Sunday, it's listed. The Sunday is listed on the webpage. It says what we're doing. And that's mostly the let's put it into action day. So we're going to learn a lot of mechanisms. We're going to learn a lot of assessments on Saturday and Friday and Saturday. And then we're going to help you put that into action. Not, like I said, not with protocols that are rote protocols that you use for everybody, but a system of how to put this into action with your clients or with yourself as well. Because a lot of times we have to be our own practitioners too. So that was that. Anybody else? No? Going once? Going twice. So I'm just going to ask for a little feedback. Anybody who is excited about coming and learning and sharing and meeting everybody, raise your hand with a star too. And if you're on the web, just go ahead and say, yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll end with that. There's usually a 15-second delay, so I can say that and the folks on the web won't hear it. So Laura's excited, and Isabel's excited, and Beverly's excited, and Lynn's excited. And what about the rest of you? Everybody else is shy, maybe. All right. Let me see if anybody typed in. Michelle, if an attendee is coming as a VIP participant who has a histamine issues, will most of the buffet food items work for them? That I would say that they need to have a list of what they can and can't eat and work it out with the chefs. There will be plenty of food that they can eat. They just need to be able to look and know. And we always put ingredients. So we'll make sure that that happens. And Lynn, let's make a note to Del Scott to share that with the kitchen, that every time there's a recipe that's not just like, oh, here's lettuce, here's tomatoes, that's something else, that we have lists. So everybody will be able to choose their food. And if you're having any issues, there's plenty of food in the kitchen that we can help to get without the preparation. So we're open to it. It's good to know in advance, like lists of food. Saying histamine issues to the kitchen doesn't mean anything, right? They're not able to know what that means, but you say, here's the foods I can't eat, and you go, okay, here's the things, stay away from this, stay away from that, and let me make you an extra stir fry or whatever else you can eat. And Mary Lynn, yay, from Redlands, California, I'm coming in very gratefully excited. I am too. Tiffany's damn excited, yeah. Lynn is very excited and ready to go. Diane is excited and looking forward to seeing everybody. And Maria's beyond excited. I love it. Linda's excited and looking forward to it. Grace is super excited and can't wait. So, way-ha! I'm beyond belief excited. And you heard me just going through this, getting teary-eyed just with the anticipation of just being with everybody who has the same values and we're looking for the same things in the world. And we're all going to do it in a different way, which is so awesome, which is why there's room for everybody. So I'm going to open up the line so everybody can just say goodnight to each other. on Friday, we'll be able to say goodnight with hugs, and hopefully you're all huggy people. And if you're not, just let me know, because if I approach you, I'm not going to just approach you and say hi. I'm going to approach you with a hug. So let me know. Grace said, what was Grace? Oh, she mentioned a couple more things. I'm hoping that I will be able to learn how to help people balance their hormones, especially men. Will you be able to address this? Hormones are directly affected by the gut. So we will not be addressing hormones there directly. We're doing gut-brain connection, but they are definitely affected. And if you don't get their gut balanced, you're never going to get their hormones. So there you go. Terry says, very excited, can't wait. Michelle says, I'll be on the leaky gut protocol while there. Will there be any foods I cannot eat from the buffet? You'll probably be able to eat most of it. Absolutely. I'm not sure. You know, there will be some lentil dishes there. I think like a lentil soup or a lentil whatever. So I'm not sure if you're eating lentils on the leaky gut protocol. You should be able to eat it just fine. You should. I mean, just stay away from the fruit, of course, right, if you're on a leaky gut protocol. There will be low glycemic desserts that you can eat, you know, sweetened with stevia. So that won't feed gut bugs. So, yeah, you should be good. And lots of green smoothies, blended greens. Be awesome. Be awesome. Okay. One last little thing. One last little look. All right, I'm going to open everybody's lines, and we're going to say goodbye until Friday. Probably run into each other on Thursday as well. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks for showing up tonight. I'll see you Friday.
See you all Friday. Have a safe trip, everybody. Much love and good energy.
Bye.
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 See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.